I know shit has changed a lot with the way that I am, the way that I plan for it to go this way, understand. Feel like you lost a son, but you gained a daughter. You think it's plain and awkward, you think I'm pain and sorrow. You think I broke your heart, I think it's for survival. I bought you what I know, it's go do or die, so fortune is final. Don't do what I don't, spend your whole life regretting when this shit is pathetic. I wish I started sooner. Fuck the hallelujahs, fuck these fucking boomers, fuck these fucking losers, fuck these motherfucking fuckers and the fucking two trucks, fuck these fuck abusers, and fuck the fucking rumors, fuck it. And I would dare anyone to face me up head first when I'm laying these drums. The pain that I've done compared to the pain that's I've done is weighing the ton, it's heavy, I don't wait for no one.
The Lord has put in my spirit, and really all the way back in the last year, it took me a year of working on this material, studying it and researching it. I studied it from a medical perspective, that when we don't forgive, we pay a toll in our bodies, our physical health, our well-being goes down, insomnia, eating disorder, stress, indigestion, a lot of things that you haven't been able to get prayer for, haven't been able to get breakthroughs through medicine. It's when you release people that you have unforgiveness against and guilt, even if it's against yourself. Some of you have trouble forgiving yourself. When you release all of that, it opens up medical consequences. It opens up emotional consequences. You have peace and joy and deliverance, and greater still, it releases supernatural blessings in your life. The book gets into how to do it. We know we're supposed to do it. We know we're supposed to do it. We want to do it. But what do you do when your feelings about an issue won't go away?